Well, President Higgins has led the tributes to Paddy Maloney, founder and leader of the Chieftains, who died yesterday. He said Paddy Maloney was at the forefront of the renaissance of interest in traditional music, bringing a greater appreciation of Irish culture internationally. Indeed, that is true. And I mean, I've always loved the Chieftains' music and what Paddy Maloney has done. They have always been so dynamic and innovative in their career. And much of that was down to Paddy Maloney, the brain, the driving force behind the Chieftains, who, as you know, have played and recorded music with the biggest musicians in the world. So it's a huge loss, not only to Irish music, but to music internationally as well. We're joined on the line by Shane Mitchell of Sligo's Dervish. Shane, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Niall.
You knew Paddy Maloney quite well, I think. Is that the case?
Yeah, Paddy was quite a hero of ours, both as a musician and an advocate of Irish music. We've played at many festivals with Paddy and the Chieftains and Matt and Sean and Kevin, like many times over the years. And we've oddly enough, we were just talking to Paddy a couple of months ago about doing a recording together. And you know, we Paddy was a frequent visitor to Sligo as well. It was what we did a series of programs for NPR in America, and we did one from Lissadell House, and Paddy was our guest. And himself and Rita came down, his wife, that day, and we had a lovely evening in the Eats Tavern afterwards. And I remember Paddy was great fun, but he was a very, very serious person about his music. And, you know, I suppose Paddy, you know, Paddy as a musician, you know, often didn't get the recognition that he deserved, because he had really, really unique style of piping, a very old style of piping, and the world is really going to miss Paddy. Like he broke ground, he widened the doors of traditional music by doing, you know, working with Mick Jagger and Sting and different people, and of course he opened up Irish music for film.
And as you say, he has had various musical collaborations with the most famous musicians in the world. But it's interesting you should say that, you know, he was very serious about his music and a fantastic piper, and you'd know that to be the case, obviously.
Yeah, Paddy had a really old style of piping, you know, and it was so unique, and it was great soul in his music. He was heavily connected with the Pipers Club in Dublin, and you know the Chieftains kind of grew out of the Kiltory Coolin side of things, and he was very connected with Clada Records at the beginning of Clada Records. Yeah, but Pat, yeah, he was a great musician, and you know, I remember one day being in a cafe in Dunleary in Dublin with Paddy. I was a very young musician at the time. The band was in our early days, and he took out his notebook and he went through it, and he gave me addresses and phone numbers and contacts. Like, very encouraging to other musicians as well. Very much understood about passing down the tradition. And, you know, the Chieftains were such an extended family. You know, I mean, they had so many members that they brought, had dancers. It was like a big show. And, you know, he always gave a platform to young fiddle players or dancers, and you know, many careers was started by Paddy Maloney. And you know, I think Ireland has lost one of his greatest sons, and it'll be many years before we realise what Paddy Maloney has actually done for Ireland on the world stage.
Well, he was very complimentary towards Dervish and your musical skills as well as a band. You're on tour at the moment in the UK, Shane, isn't that the case?
This is, believe it or not, we're doing a short English tour, and this is our first tour in over 2 years. And such news to be hit with. It's unbelievable. Like, we're getting messages from all over the world ourselves. You know, imagine what the Chieftains' inbox today is like. You know, it's great to be out and about, and I suppose we kind of missed each other as such. It's such a long break from the music, and that's the thing. It's such a sad day for the Chieftains as well, because, you know, when you spend so much time in a band together, you grow very close, you become like a family. And my thoughts are with Rita and his family, and also his music family, Matt and Kevin and Sean, and all the rest of the musicians that played with the Chieftains over the years. But it's a very sad day.